discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There are some new products that allow you to more easily cut the cord with your cable provider. Let's get the latest from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys.
And let's talk first about Roku. What can you do with this?
Well, Roku has been a box. You've plugged it in and have had to struggle with the thing like all these set-top boxes to get it to hold an IP address, to get it to recognize your modem's long and painful serial number. So Roku has come out and worked with a couple of TV manufacturers, TCL and Hisense, to come out with now what they're calling smart TVs. So the interface problems that have plagued all of us trying to get these boxes set up are allegedly, according to the people who have reviewed it, one of the people actually writing an article in the New York Times, they've reviewed it, taken a look at it, and said the interface is super simple, the remote is super simple, and it is gesturing at what we've talked about before on this program, that more seamless experience that's more platform agnostic, more distribution agnostic, where the realization that, hey, I'm watching TV, or, hey, I'm watching the internet, is going to become more and more subtle.
What can I watch on it? Can I still watch The Good Wife on CBS?
Well, yeah, you know, you're going to, if you're a cable subscriber, sure. Or you can also opt to take it in over the air. TiVo has a device where you can, I know, as crazy as it sounds, pull down free TV with an antenna. Other cable subscriptions, you know, or another over-the-top streaming services have subscriptions that come along with them. And the Roku box apparently has a pretty robust search feature. So, yes, it allows you to watch some of the usual suspects, the Amazon Primes and Hulu, and, like I said, Amazon and the ones that we're used to having on our old web-enabled HD devices, our disc players and that sort of thing. But it also, with this search function, allows you to, I think they're talking about something like 17,000 channels where you're able to also peruse YouTube and some of the other providers out there, some of which, again, subscription-dependent, some not. So it's broadening that universe and hopefully opening up the internet in a more user-friendly way.
Yeah, I've been a Roku user for years, just anecdotally, Tom, and it really works quite well. You can find any number of channels, but yes, the commercial channels that you would pull down over your air, you may not get live, but if you want programs such as The Good Wife and any of the others, you'll get them on a delayed basis, and more often than not, unless it's a really old program, you will pay an extra fee to watch them. But that's, you know, the trade-off. You're not paying for cable TV if that's your choice. Now, the other device that is out there that has kind of brought internet search engines to TV, more so than the so-called smart TVs, is a device that TiVo has come out with. What can you tell us about that one?
Right, that's a $15 a month box, so they're actually throwing a little subscription onto that. And Sherman, as you point out, yeah, you may be getting some of the programs a little late and not having them in real time or live as they come out. But, you know, that is the trade-off. And Romeo OTA is the name of the new TiVo device. You can buy it for $50. It's pretty cheap. And it does the things that our kids find amazing, which is pull down using an HD antenna that you get, broadcast that come in to your home over the air for free, and gives you DVR functionality on top of that. So in addition to doing the over-the-top services, again, that we're familiar with, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and some improved search, you're also being able now to combine that with an over-the-air function off your antenna and have the DVR functionality. So again, it's gesturing at trying to tie some of these features and benefits together in such a way that cord cutters have a little more of a seamless experience and are mimicking what they're used to when it comes to pay TV a little more.
It's quite a revolution, and a little bit of a tech skill involved. These things actually...
have to hire someone to set it up for me.
These things should come with an 8-year-old kid to set it up for you.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, Tom. Good talking with you. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. But really, the Roku box, once you get...